President Obama last night at the pregame show says no turning back in Egypt.
Egypt is not going to go back to what it was. The Egyptian people want freedom. They want free and fair elections.
President Obama speaks to Fox News last night, and while he describes Egypt as a reliable partner, he also says the demands of the Egyptian people are irreversible.
Past the point of no return, but no clear direction forward, steering toward Egyptian democracy. Is the U.S. fully on board? Thinking about the post-game show on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of who benefits and who needs to worry about the democratic uprising in Egypt and North Africa on this Monday, February 7th.
No matter what happens, it looks like the protesters are digging in Cairo. That's at the top of the news headlines this morning. Thousands of protesters, tens of thousands perhaps, still holding their positions in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Egypt's uprising now moves into its third week. President Mubarak has refused to resign, and there's no sign of the end to the standoff. A protester named Hamdi spoke to our partner, the BBC.
Those who are thinking that we will get tired of sitting in Tahrir Square, we tell them that we are not leaving. He has to leave Cairo.
President Mubarak is leading the first formal session of his newly reorganized government. It's a sign of the ruling party's stubbornness in the face of mounting opposition. President Obama tells Fox News the U.S. can't force President Mubarak to step down.
Only he knows what he's going to do.
But in one sign of a shift, judicial officials from the ruling party have promised to start questioning three former ministers and a senior ruling party member on corruption charges.
Vice President Omar Suleiman met with an assortment of opposition figures, including the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, over the weekend. But critics like opposition leader Mohamed El Baradei say the government still isn't genuinely engaging with the opposition.
I have not been part of the negotiation. I have not been invited to take part in the negotiation or dialogue.
Suleiman's talks with everyone except for El Baradei apparently were intended to find a path to reform, starting with constitutional changes. The president of Sudan, meanwhile, Omar al-Bashir, says he will accept the results of southern Sudan's independence referendum. Early polls show that nearly 99% of voters favored creating that new country, dividing Africa's biggest nation. The vote was largely peaceful. Over the weekend, at least 50 people were killed in fighting in the southern part of the country.
President Obama addresses the Chamber of Commerce today. It'll be the first time he's addressed the nation's top business lobby. The president is expected to tell businesses they have an obligation to stay in the U.S., hire American workers, and invest in the country's future. NASDAQ says its computer network was broken into by hackers repeatedly last year, but the exchange says its trading platform was not compromised. Federal authorities are still trying to find out who's responsible and what their motives were.
Big payday for Huffington Post. AOL is buying the website in a $315 million deal that puts Arianna Huffington in charge of all editorial content in the new joint operation, which will be called the Huffington Post Media Group. The Post currently gets 25 million visitors each month. It's expected to quadruple that number with the acquisition by AOL. And here's the sound of celebration in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Call them fans, call them shareholders. The Green Bay Packers won their first Super Bowl in 14 years last night. Final score of 31-25. A hard-fought victory against the hapless Pittsburgh Steelers, who were in there till the end, but couldn't even hold the lead at any point during the game. Asian markets mixed, European indices up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,092. The S&P opens at 1,310. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,769.
Coming up, we're going to give a review of the Super Bowl ads from the perspective of the ads as film, as art, with Movie Day co-host Rafer Guzman.
A lot of Steelers fans paid attention to that.
Kristen Meinzer, you're just trying to irritate our poor Steeler fan, Sertar Nieves, in the control room, aren't you?
No.
We're also going to be talking about President Bush's agenda in the Middle East. That's coming up later this hour. What do you mean, of course she'd be hurt? That's your intention.
No. She's already hurt. She came in brokenhearted this morning.
That's true.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.